It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Renee Montaigne is reporting from Afghanistan. This is the moment when Democrats confront the reality of who they sent to Congress. They won big majorities, partly by fielding relatively conservative candidates in many districts. Now those Democrats are forcing changes to health care legislation as committees in the House and Senate move closer to bills. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on Democrats who won concessions from a powerful liberal chairman.
House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Henry Waxman has faced down some pretty formidable legislative foes in his 35 years in Congress. He usually gets what he wants. But Arkansas Blue Dog Democrat Mike Ross pronounced himself satisfied with the deal he was able to cut with Waxman after nearly 10 days of closed-door negotiations.
We cut the cost of the bill by more than $100 billion. We've protected small businesses. We've saved rural hospitals. And we have ensured that members of Congress, the American people, have the entire month of August to read the bill and visit with their constituents.
In exchange, Ross and three of his fellow Blue Dogs promised to vote to allow the bill to move out of Waxman's committee by the end of the week, just before members leave town for their summer break. That would clear the way for a vote by the full House when lawmakers return in September. Meanwhile, across the Capitol, where a small group of Democrats and Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee have been huddling all month to try to craft a compromise, there was some good news, too, according to Finance Chairman Max Baucus. It came in the form of a new estimate from the Congressional Budget Office on the outlines of a potential deal.
The current draft of the bill scores below $900 billion over 10 years, covers 95% of all Americans by 2015, and is fully offset.
Now, other members of the negotiating team, like Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley, were quick to add that the Senate deal was far from done.
There might be 5% of the issues left to decide, so 95% of them are decided, but the 5% that are left over are tough decisions yet to make.
Meanwhile, President Obama, at a town hall meeting in North Carolina, tried to make the best of the news that lawmakers were going to miss the voting deadline he'd set for them.
So that means that any one of these senators, if they want to take this bill home with them during the August recess, they would have more than enough time to read it.
In fact, the president added, when members of Congress return in September,
if they want to come over to the White House and go over line by line what's going on, I will be happy to do that.
Mr. Obama better watch out. Given how complicated these proposals are, some of them just might take him up on that offer. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.